It is just coming up on 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every Tuesday at this time, I am your host, Lauren, as we take a journey together through queer music across genres. And today, I'm very happy to have a kind of, I guess, third of the semester kind of special into the year. Anyways, I have two co-hosts with me. You always know how excited I am to have co-hosts. Welcome back, Sarah, and welcome in, Olivia, to Listening Queerly.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm really excited to have you folks here and to be able to have more chats, because oftentimes it is just me and the lovely folks at home, me talking about how much I love everything that I put on this playlist and saying I hope that they like it too. Kind of a venue for me to gush a little bit, but today we can have like actual chats and that sort of thing. So Sarah's been here before on an August episode. Olivia is new to the program, but how has the semester been going so far for you folks?
It's been going pretty well. Classes are starting to pick up, but I think all is well overall in the semester.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a bit stressful. I mean, it's already week four. It feels like I'm going to blink and then it'll be midterms, but you know, I'm enjoying the content.
I was filling out my October calendar and seeing all the stuff coming up and I'm like, oh, we're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we are there. That is definitely something that we have to tackle a little bit. But hopefully this will be a fun sort of break in our day and for your day as well. We have a mix of a bunch of fun stuff coming your way. Some stuff that I know I've shared with you two before. Some stuff that I think is a little bit new. I've also got a couple throwbacks on the way. But this first band that I think we're going to turn it over to is from Traverse City, Michigan, which is a lovely little lake tourist town. I'm not sure if either of you folks are familiar, but we're going to come back at you with the chats in just a little bit. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, I'm going to turn it over to the Accidentals with their cover of Don't Know Why.
I waited till I saw the sun. Don't know why I didn't come. Left you by the house of fun. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine. You'll be on my mind for. Endless sea, I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. My heart. Thank you. try out or go south? What does it mean? Mattress taller than my feet can reach. Just hanging there.
Was Alabama Shakes with Sound and Color here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from Nemesis with Colored Concrete and The Accidentals with Don't Know Why. The Accidentals are a folk pop trio out of Traverse City, Michigan. That is off their 2024 release cover art. Nemesis, that album is brand new. This is their debut album release verbatim. They are a singer-songwriter from Toronto, and I was absolutely in love with this album. I passed it on to Sarah, who I think really enjoyed it too. too. And we also heard from Alabama Shakes. That is off the 2015 rather LP Sound and Color, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 back in the day. That is in Athens, Alabama. Classic, in my opinion, fronted by Brittany Howard, one of the great front people of our time, in my opinion. But we were just talking because we just played two bands there, the Accidentals and Alabama Shakes. And you were talking about something, Olivia, that you saw online that I think the people need to hear.
Yeah. So I saw a TikTok the other day and it had something to do with Harry Styles. And someone had commented like, oh, wasn't he in a boy band one time? As if that wasn't like the main thing. And just isn't known for that as much anymore.
Oh my God.
Were they like playing around? Were they having a laugh? Like this is troubling to me.
I hope they were having a laugh because that's distressing.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit more in the booth here about like how hard it is to look at the charts and like actually find any kind of band that is really broken mainstream containment. It is an era of a lot of solo artists, it would seem, which is there's no real big difference, but it is strange to like talk to people a little bit younger than us and bands are not, they don't have favorite bands.
And I think it's just a shame because a lot of these solo acts, you don't really know who their accompaniments are unless you're at the concert and they're shouting them out. Like other than that, they're nameless. They're just musicians.
Precisely. And like, I think, and there was a funny, another like Instagram reel or TikTok that was going around that was like, Noah Kahan's great. And if anyone who knows me knows, I really like Noah Kahan. It's one of the folks who's really popular right now who I really enjoy. But it's like back in my day, we used to have 7 Noah Kahans in one band. It used to be like Mumford and Sons. They're all on the banjo, just like shredding. So I really wonder what it is that happened. Like, is it because the internet age, it is easier to like market one person? It's easier for one person to make it big without having a band behind them and being able to do it all without having to spread that wealth? I really, really wonder.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's very different with like K-pop, for example, where you can market all those individual people, but in like this part of the world,
this
I don't know, it's largely just single acts. Like it's Chappell Roan, it's Sabrina Carpenter, it's all these single performers.
Yeah, and that's a great point because I had failed to consider that like K-pop bands are still so huge. And I think what's so cool about watching K-pop groups is it's like, oh my gosh, here's like 5 to 10, 3 to 10 talented people up on the stage doing the dance perfectly in sync with each other, absolutely dancing their brains out, singing their brains out. And that's just a different kind of entertaining.
Yeah. We lost the days of One Direction and
we lost NSYNC. One Direction so hard that people forgot that Harry Styles was in One
Direction.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
They're just their solo careers now. They're not even One Direction anymore for the little kids.
Somehow I want to blame Brendan Urie for this. I know it's not his fault.
I could see the connection.
But something about like continuing to call yourself Panic at the Disco for whatever the heck it was, like 6 years or something, while it's just you, it's just one guy, is really, and then to make an announcement on social media that you are, quote, breaking up Panic at the Disco when it just really means that you're not going to make music for a while.
That's hilarious.
I don't know about that one, Brendan.
Yeah, what's the difference between Brendan Urie breaking up his band of himself or One Direction breaking up those many years ago?
When Zayn, I was never really a big One Direction person, but I remember the kind of feeling at school when Zayn left that band.
Just the shaking somber, in the ground.
Yeah.
There was a change in the energy. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was Zayn's fault. Have we considered?
I would blame him. No one liked him. I didn't like him.
No one liked Zayn?
I think he was the least favorite. Because we love One Direction. We love the band. We love their music.
I mean,
he was typically the least favorite.
When I wasn't huge on One Direction when they were super popular, but my favorites were Niall and Zayn. Like, I wasn't huge on Harry.
This really sounds like I'm not like other girls. and that's not what I'm trying to do. I really did not listen to them. And this used to be a thing for me, was that I couldn't really have conversations at the lunch table because I didn't listen to them. this was around the time that I was getting into the quote emo Trinity music.
Oh yeah.
So I was just completely on a different planet and trying to be like, yes, I understand that these men's names are Harry Styles and Niall and Zayn. Two of them start with L, and I couldn't tell you which one is Louis and which one's Liam.
Me neither.
Louis is the good one. Liam has that that tall hair.
Oh, got that. The kind of Jimmy Neutron, like.
Maybe,
even you saying that, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, I have a band coming up to solve this problem for us.
Okay, perfect. Yay.
This band, in fact, is from really close to home. They are from Guelph. They are a project based out of Guelph that does kind of like indie soul vibes. They have, this is a July 2024 single release, but their debut album, Music is the Answer, is coming out on November 1st. And I can't wait because they kind of give me vibes of Sammy Ray and the Friends. Mm-hmm. They give me a little bit of another band that I really like called Oh He Dead. I'm really into these kind of soul collectives that are having a reemergence. And I hope you folks like the track too, whether you're listening at home or whether you're my lovely co-host who I'm talking to right now. So we're going to keep the music rocking here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is She Bad with Fairies.
Yeah.
you gotta say.
Transgender, but the flow can kill. Feel how the time stands still. My verse is like a natural pill. Made me wonder how the masses feel. And I think they mask with guilt. Like a quiet storm, approaching you at dawn. This is chess transformed to a queen from a pawn. And now I'm on a different kind of level, cause the river's on fire. Hearing screams like kettles, teardrops fall just like old rose petals. Risky like sticking your tongue on stone cold metal. Spit high vibrations so the flow won't settle. See, the pen is a weapon, so the breath throws arrows. I'm a real human being. So please put some respect on my name. It's hip-hop. Use this song to display my pain. That's the only way that I can explain that I'm a real human being. So please put some respect on my community's name. It's hip-hop. Use this song to display my pain. This the only way that I can explain. They always asking Bobby why you dress like a girl. Why not if I know I could be the best in the world? There's no limits to my potential. The vibe's suspenseful. Your opinion is inconsequential and sentimental. Hating on me, that's your own self-reflection. You don't understand my existence. I don't expect it. My recollection is perfection. Yeah, you know I seek the message. I don't mean religious. I mean spiritually, not independent. Real life, I lift minds and shift times. People living on the street while the rich dimes. People wanna put up a fuss just cause I spit rhyme. In the studio, only one take that mix time. I don't need a manager to manage me. I just need some transparency. Yo, this is hip hop and they can't compete. Why? Cause I'm rocking Dante Phantom Pleat. This is hip hop and they can't compete. Why? Cause I'm rocking Dante Phantom Pleat. This is hip hop and they can't compete. Why? Cause I'm rocking Dante Phantom Pleat.
That was Janelle Monae and Erica Badu with Queen here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from Bobby Sanchez with Phantom Pleat, Noodle Beats, and She Bad with Fairies. So a little bit of a hip hop and a soul and a funk mix for you in that block there. Coming up on the half hour, if you're just tuned in, this is Listening Queerly here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're taking you through queer music across genres here on the station and every Tuesday at this time slot. I'm joined by Sarah and Olivia, and we're going to have a little bit of a music yap sesh, a little bit of a music debrief. We talked a little bit about how Sarah and I have been listening to the new Nemesis album. Is there anything else that you have been really into lately? Anything you want to put us on to, that kind of thing?
I've been listening to a lot of Bennett Coast.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I know this artist.
Yeah, he's a little bit of like a indie pop. Every single person I've said his name to goes, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, damn, guess I'm just too underground. but he's pretty chill. Yeah.
Awesome. That's always so funny because I make that mistake a lot of the time where I will like assume people's familiarity with an artist rather than assume that they don't know. Mm-hmm. Who it is, and then I'll get the kind of look that's like, you are a space cadet, you're on another planet right now, because the way my brain works is I'm like, oh, everybody knows and loves Bobby Sanchez, and everybody should love and know Bobby Sanchez, but it is currently my responsibility to bring her music to the people, for example. And so that's why I also love listening to all the different shows on the station, is because no matter who I'm tuning into, there's always an artist who I've either never heard of that they're playing, or someone who I like completely forgot about that I used to listen to like 2 years ago, who has since put out like some killer album that I've missed. So that is kind of, honestly, me being at CFRC, it's a grand scheme for me to find new music. Actually, this whole time, it's been an evil plan. What if I said that?
You're just building your music library brick by brick.
Brick by brick by brick. Now, Sarah, is there anything you've been listening to lately that you have been enjoying? Or
off the top of my head, I'd say I'm not sure, apart from that Nemesis album, just because I don't have my phone and my library in front of me right now.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that a little bit, too.
Yeah, because I'm always trying to find new music because I like finding new songs I enjoy to listen to, but it's difficult because I don't have Spotify. I have Apple Music, which just doesn't have good playlists in my
experience. Doesn't. That's interesting. Yeah, my Spotify algorithm can absolutely not get a hold on me. It like tries to even do it by the day. Like, oh, on Monday nights, you like to listen to things people liked on TikTok in 2020. And I was like, don't. First of all, how dare you? Second of all, don't assume. It might be Tuesday this week. It might be Tuesday that I'm like breaking it down to brave as a noun. Okay. And we just have to go with that. We just have to go with that a little bit. I've been definitely back into my kind of like high school nostalgia music lately. And then also back on my 90s hip hop. Lately, I don't really know what's going on or what those two things mean, but it's a marked improvement from the month during the summer where I only listened to the Mountain Goats for about a month.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and people hear that and they're like, were you okay? And I'm like, I had to, but like, I don't remember anything going wrong, but I was also listening to the Mountain Goats for a month.
Yeah, sure enough.
So we'll see. I think it was all Jesse's fault for doing a million John Darnielle impressions on the morning show, but we're going to keep it going in this case with someone who is new to the Listening Queerly rotation. Wick Whitney is an artist who I've just discovered via social media, because that is kind of the way of the world right now, but I'm really glad I did. This Arkansas-born, Chicago-based artist is a singer and a rapper and just does some really cool alternative genre-fusing stuff. So I think we're going to turn it over to them here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's going to be Wick Whitney with Chamomile.
Take a snapshot, they won't be here next year, I guarantee. Take a snapshot, they won't be. They might keep their same old bodies, but the bond won't be the same. It may be weaker, it may be stronger, but it won't be like today, I guarantee.
Go lay down,
away.
Rest your head.
Go lay down,
rest your head.
Go lay down. but not before you breathe. It may be minutes, it may be never, but we'll have to wait and see. I guarantee. Do you really want to work it out? Are you waiting for the feeling of the yesterday? That's alright, you're settling for carousel. Ain't it bitter, ain't it bitter, there's another way. But tonight,
go lay down,
oh, hey!
Rest your head. Go lay down, rest your head. Go lay down, yeah.
My granny died while I was writing these words. I got the text from my mama, I had to take a pause. We didn't get along, but we did. We could play kings in the corner, but every conversation's filled with empty sentences. And yeah, I wish it was different, but I wouldn't want it to change like she wanted me to. And I could blame it on age, but that'd be empty too. Some people run out of room, so now I'm left with the choice to take the positive view of every lovely Thanksgiving, of every summer skipping stones and telling jokes on the river, or choose the bad to remember. Like the day I said, please see me for me. And she did everything but spit in my face and weaponize the distance. Take a snapshot, they won't be here next year, I guarantee. Take a snapshot, they won't be here. Cause some don't keep their same old bodies, and I won't be the same. I may be weaker, I may be stronger, but I won't be like today, I guarantee.
Go lay down.
Run away with me.
no surprise. Maybe you'll forget my name, 'cause we're all the same. When we're out of frame, yeah, it's all a blur. When you're with her, why did I let you in? Let you get under my skin, watching you wear it thin. I couldn't see through. I wonder if you knew. Black and blue, like a new temporary tattoo. I don't know her very well, not my place to tell. Ring the alarm bell, hear the siren sound when you come around. Maybe she'll see the warning. Between the lines, see the same design that the needle drew. That picture of you. Why did I let you in?
Why did I let you in?
Let you get under my skin. Watching you wear it thin, I couldn't see through. I wonder if you knew.
I wonder if you knew.
The damage you could do. Painted me black and blue. Like a new temporary tattoo.
And that was Tara Spencer and Pillow Fight. That's interesting. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Temporary Tattoo. Before that, we heard from Van Camp with Eden and Wick Whitney with Chamomile. Van Camp is another new Canadian artist who just put that single out back in September of this year. Canadian acoustic folk. Really excited to hear more from that artist. And Tara Spencer and Pillow Fight are both Nova Scotia-based artists. And that is a brand new release off the album Sunset. Wick Whitney's Another Cup is also from this year. So a couple new things for your rotation there, and a little bit of a more, I would say, folk-centered break after we were really kind of breaking it down before that with a different type of beat. But it wouldn't be Listening Queerly if we didn't try and speedrun at least 5 or 6 genres in an hour, because if I don't do that, then all my warlock powers get spirited away.
Yeah, you got to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, I got to be the first show we did back this year, the first September of the semester. We were like ripping right out the gate. I don't know if anyone was listening to it, but I was like, everybody get out of bed. The semester's on. Here
good
we go.
Good morning, Vietnam.
just like the Lorax. Good morning. Like that TikTok audio of the crazy good morning riff. That was what I was doing to the folks at home. Unfortunately, if you were tuned in, hope that you enjoyed it. Again, we were talking a little bit about Whiplash, and I definitely am prone to do that in all the music that we listen to. We're going to have a little bit of that coming up and that sort of thing. But remember, if you want to keep up with the show, it's just listeningqueerly.cfrc, and hopefully I will have a rotating cast of co-hosts coming your way over the semester, because it's just so fun to have you folks here. Do you have any fun plans upcoming for the next few weeks as the semester goes on? I know we have something we're going to be doing together, which I am so excited for.
I'm so excited for that concert.
Me too. I was racking my brain. I'm like, what do we have planned? What do we have planned? The concert. I'm very excited. It's in my calendar.
And I know, word of a lie, I have also been checking the screening room website every single day to see when Rocky tickets go on sale.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Every single day. I think that it's going to be a ridiculously large group going this year, to be honest with you, just based on people I've talked to. But the screening room always has great Halloween programming. It's my favorite place in the world. I love it there. Unfortunately, they know me there now, which is so embarrassing, but it's a lot of fun. Any movies that you folks have seen? I saw the new Alien, and that sure was an alien. That was an alien. Yeah.
Aptly named, then.
Aptly named.
Yeah.
There were things in that. I took my partner to that. Felt super bad about the fact that I did that.
Date night.
Oh, no. No. It's just like the Jesse screaming no.
Yeah.
That was how it felt.
Yeah.
Any movies? Any more David Tennant movies that we've watched? Or
I think I've pretty much drained the pail of David Tennant content that I have access to. I mean, there's a new show coming out in October called Rivals. It's a Jilly Cooper book from the 80s. So it's, I don't know. I'm not super familiar, but he's playing somebody in that.
I saw the trailer. Is Michael Sheen in that too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Rivals.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's on Disney Plus. So I might have to steal your account.
Yeah, we totally don't do that though.
I mean,
legally,
I might have to purchase as Disney.
You might
Plus
have to come over to my place and watch it on my subscription.
There you go.
There we go.
How about that?
We totally, yeah, for sure. I've started watching Shogun, which lives up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really interesting stuff. Really well done. I'm still very early in it, but I really just enjoy having a show where I have to pay attention because it is almost entirely in Japanese with subtitles. Mm-hmm. So I have to be locked in and really like taking the time to sit with the media and not be tempted to go on my phone or do this or do that. So it's been good for, I think, mental health to have a show like that. That sort of thing. And hopefully with Halloween coming up, I'm starting the yearly rotation of movies I have to watch.
And Peaky Blinders.
I've started that too. I watched Corpse Bride this weekend.
Let's go.
Fantastic.
Corpse Bride. Great.
Remember when we watched that in first year in your dorm?
Yeah, because I was dying to watch Corpse Bride. Haha, Get it.
That's funny.
Good one.
Got it.
Laughter.
Yeah, laughter. yeah, for sure. I have to do The Shining is first up. The Exorcist still has to happen. The Peaky Blinders rewatch is starting. It's all coming together. Peaky Blinders, my beloved. I'm like the most unlikely person to be a crazy Peaky Blinders fan, but I am. It's really wild. Mm. It's just nostalgic for me, you know?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a little bit of like taste whiplash, a little bit of unexpected, we might have toned it down, but we're coming up on the end of the hour, and so I think we're going to kick it back up. I'm going to turn it over to New Grounds Death Rugby here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Knit Hat.
Life, you've got the route in hand, but the map is stuck. They said it's not your fault, the tires are tired. Then the camera moves and your driver's been pulled. And I have always felt this, and I could never hear it. So I turn it up and turn it down and turn it down. Always the volume, always the words. Review the press and tell it like it is. Your life is hype, your love is hype. And I will clench my own fist, and I will always wait. You said, there's more than blood that beats through my heart, my hands, my feet, stuck between my tongue and my teeth. We don't know, so we wait for tomorrow. We don't know, so we wait for tomorrow. We don't know. So we only go forward. Two times in your life, you will trace the edge, you will sink your toes in. Review my press and tell it like it is. My life is hype, my love is hype. And I will clench my own fist, and I will always wait. Said, there's more than blood that beats through my heart, my hands, my feet. Stuck between my tongue and my teeth. We don't know, so we wait for tomorrow. We don't know, so we wait for tomorrow. We don't know, so we only go forward. We go forward. I'd wait up all night for you. I'd wait up all night for you. I'd wait up for you. I'd wait up for you. Wait for tomorrow. Wait for tomorrow. Wait for tomorrow. Wait for tomorrow. Wait for tomorrow.
I never found out why you were crying. February stained my carpet floor. All of my friends were outside smoking cigarettes, convincing my neighbors we're the next beat generation. The dream is dead, I killed it. I got the photos back and none of us are smiling, none of us are smiling, none of us are having a good time. And if you never called it love, then it can't be love. And if you never called it heartbreak, then how can you be heartbroken? How can you be heartbroken? Kick it. And as the Valkyries descended into the ponds, it was the middle of December. We decided this was better. Sitting on a park bench, drinking hot chocolate, talking about old friends before you got sober. And if it's love right now, that would be heaven. I mean, honestly, that would be heaven. Well, if you never called it love, then it can't be love. And if you never called it heartbreak, then how can you be heartbroken? How can you be heartbroken? And I'm begging you to feel something. Dream outside your bedroom window for a change. I'm begging you to feel, I'm begging you to feel, I'm begging you to feel just a little bit less. We'll be right back.
hiding in your hoodie, pulling on its strings. Haven't took it off since you told me everything. Got a wish that you didn't. Had to take a knife and open up the cut. So in the light, watch it tear me up. I'll bleed out any minute. I could look the other way again. Cause I learned from the best how to play pretend. If a tree falls, I don't wanna hear it. Cause if I don't love, I don't like to feel it. If I don't see it going down, then why can't I just block it out? Watching you fall, and love is nowhere near it. But I hate it, and I hate it.
Back at the beginning, older than before. Wish I could remember the girl who I adore. I don't know where she's hidden. Running by the water, sunburned in the skin. Gotta keep on moving before it all sinks in. How's he getting through it?
Just heard from The Beaches with If a Tree Falls. We also heard from Bears in Trees with Hot Chocolate, and Tegan and Sarah with Hype. And that is going to do it for us here on Listening Queerly for this week. If you want to keep up with the show, it's listeningqueerly.cfrc on Instagram. Hoping to post a little bit more there now that we're in full swing. Thank you so much to Sarah and Olivia for joining me as hosts this week. And be sure to keep it locked because we have so much amazing programming coming up for you on Tuesdays and beyond. But for now, I'm going to turn it over to our next program, Democracy Now!, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
It is 12 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.